because in October, the children's annuals, the hardback books that came out every year, being annuals and all, that were related to the comics of the time. I don't know whether you remember children's annuals. They were for boys and girls. But being a boy, I was allowed to choose an annual. And the ones I chose were either Victor or Valiant. And I, this was was predicated on the fact that I had been a good boy. And I was always a good boy. So that's what I got. It was my little treat, a pre-Christmas treat. But on Christmas Day, I knew very well that I was going to get a more interesting, perhaps, annual. I was going to get an annual called Look and Learn. And Look and Learn was a children's magazine. I don't remember, anybody remember Look and Learn? Yeah, you do, yes. I love that because I'd open it on Christmas morning. And then when my family was sitting around after lunch on Christmas Day, I'd start reading stuff to them and saying how good this stuff was and facts and asking them questions. They must have really adored that. Look and Learn. Two words for us in this season of Christmas, in this incarnational season. Two words for us, looking and learning. Looking first. When we peek into the manger, what do we see? Baby, of course. And we see with all babies, and with the baby Jesus as no exception, weakness, vulnerability, dependency. And those things, I think, are essentially human things. Of course, as we get older, we become stronger, less dependent, less vulnerable. But nonetheless, those things remain true about us. Those things move around in our lives, in our experience. And we can sometimes be fearful of weakness, vulnerability, dependency, particularly in ourselves and in others. And sometimes we want strong men who do strong deeds. We want successful influencers whose lives seem perfect, without weakness, without blemish, without apparent pain. And yet, in the manger, before us, when we look, is God. All of God, fully human, fully divine. Not a matter of God light, not a matter of a little bit of God, and you'll get by. The great claim of Christianity is that in Christ all the fullness of God dwells. In Christ, always, the fullness of God dwells, even as a baby, even as a child. And when we look, and when we learn, when we look and when we gaze, we see God not in a palace or a temple, but in a stable, in a lowly place, in a place on the margins, not with kings and queens, but with the poor and the displaced, not with courtiers and counselors, but with poor shepherds and searching strangers. And when we look, we are aware of the beauty of it all, the wonder of it all, as we are when we see a newborn baby. No matter how many times we see a newborn, we still go, ah, don't we? It never gets stale. It's always fresh. The wonder and beauty of God in Christ is the same. Not to be apprehended by our intellects, but to be grasped by our hearts, by our emotions. Not to be fully understood and to be grasped, but to be entered into. And when we see that newborn baby, the infant Christ, as we gaze, as we look, so we learn. The two go together, not just looking, but learning. Learning. What do we learn? First of all, we learn that God chooses. God chooses. The incarnation is not accidental. It didn't suddenly surprise God. Not a quick fix either. God not looking down and seeing the world and saying, what a mess, what a mess. I'm sure he does that. And say, what can I do? How can I fix this? I will send my son. Not accidental or expedient, but God's intended purpose. Consistent with the God's way of working. This is the way God works throughout Scripture. This is what Scripture bears witness to. This is what human experience bears witness to. God choosing to be on the outside, choosing to be on the margins, choosing to be with the poor, the powerless, choosing, not compelled. There can be no necessity with God. This is God's free choice. He chooses to be on the margins with those who are weak and vulnerable, those who are materially poor. He chooses to be with the frightened. The message again and again from God during the Christmas season is, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He chooses to be with the frightened, with those who are doing their best, those who are trying to be righteous like Joseph, those like the shepherds who can't keep the law yet are attentive to what God is doing, those like the Magi who are searching, not fully understanding, not fully grasping, but being grasped, being understood, being drawn, being chosen. God chooses. And he chooses us. Here we are. Not many of us rich. I don't know. Not many of us powerful. I don't know. Not many of us clever. No, that one. Ordinary. I remember years ago, I was talking to somebody as the vicar, and the person, and they said, Colin, you're, and they were struggling. I don't know what they're going to say. Colin, you're so. And eventually they spat it out and said, you're so ordinary. And then they were embarrassed. And I said, no, it's all right. I am ordinary. All Christians are ordinary, really. We may, in other spheres of our lives, be powerful, influential, but when it comes to it, at bottom, at base, we're ordinary. We're vulnerable, as all human beings are. But we're aware of our vulnerability, aren't we? We're aware of our vulnerability, our brokenness, what God still has to do, and what God only can do. God comes to us. He comes to be with us. He comes and pitches his tent with us in the misery of the world, in the pain of the world, in our ordinariness, in our ordinary lives. He comes. He chooses us. And what finally we learn as well is that God calls. God chooses and calls. Christianity is always gift and task. The two things go together, they're fused together. The babe in the manger is a gift, but also a task. And we see that straight away, don't we? The shepherds, what are the shepherds doing? They're worshipping our work, our task. They're witnessing our work, our task. And they're telling not from a point of view of the theologically educated or the academics or those who have studied, but from those who have been chosen, those who have been called. In a way, we are like the shepherds. You don't have to go home and put your dressing gowns on and put tea towels around your heads, by the way, that's fine. Unless you want to, I'm not going to stop you. But we're called to witness, worship, and tell. And to do those things as we are, from our ordinariness, from our weakness, from our vulnerability, and from the dependency that we have on each other and supremely upon God. That's us in this wonderful season. In this season where the mystery and wonder of God apprehends us, takes us, and makes us look afresh and learn anew. Amen.